Central on SEC Network. To ask a question of Coach Pittman, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Coach, what are we on court now? As you're at the game versus LSU.
Well, we're certainly excited to be back home and playing a great LSU football team. We know that they're young, but they recruited so well. We know they're very talented. From what I understand, they're getting some of their players back and things of that nature. But we're excited for the game. I'm personally excited to be back to work and looking forward to seeing our football team this afternoon.
First, we have Wilson Alexander, the advocate.
Good morning, Coach Pittman. Ed Orgeron said that you called him, I believe you said, earlier this week to thank him for what he did for line coaches and becoming head coaches. What inspired you to make that phone call, and what did you say to him?
Well, I wanted to let him know exactly what you said, that I think he's one of the guys that have paved the way for non-coordinators to, because of the great success that he's had, and allows for some of us non-coordinator guys to get the opportunity. And obviously, he's done it at the highest level, winning a national championship, and he's done it, in my opinion, the right way. And so I wanted to thank him for that, and basically, that's what I did.
Nate Allen.
Sam, as far as your COVID situation, coming back, how are you feeling? But mainly also the team's COVID situation, how does it look for them going into the game?
Well, me personally, I'm fine. I feel good. I'm glad to be back to work. We've had some positives this week that certainly will affect our football team, but per numbers mandated by the SEC, we are still within that number ratio, so we're looking forward to playing.
Do you feel you have an adequate depth? I mean, are there some people you feel you'll be without?
Mm-hmm. We've got the adequate number of people to play.
Thank you. Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Hey, Sam, I know you haven't been around the guys yet this week, but I'm wondering what sense you get from them of the importance of the LSU game being a trophy game and what you recall of the 2014 game when the fans stormed the field and the players ran to get that.
Well, I think every game's a big game for us. You know, we're trying to establish our program, and obviously LSU is an outstanding program, and so we're looking forward to playing at home. Obviously, the trophy game has a little more incentive as well to it. So we're excited to do that. The 2014 game, I just remember what a great defense LSU had. And our defense played lights out. And I believe it was a 17-0 game, if I'm correct. So I don't know if that was a 14 or a 15. The 14, I think we beat them there 17-0, and then we went out there fortunate enough to get a win at their place. But I remember it was a big deal, and the guys went over there and grabbed the trophy and all that kind of stuff. But certainly was glad to be a part of that. But it's 2020 now, so we'll have to figure out how to try to get the win this year.
Yeah, you on track to make that walk with Barry Oates today, or how's that going?
Absolutely. As soon as I get off this call, I'm headed that way.
Thanks, Scotty Bordelon of Hull Hawk Sports.
Hey, Sam, hope you're doing well. I was curious for your thoughts on Traylon Smith's game last week and just him providing some pop for you guys in the run game.
Juice to the program.
Columbia, that would be. What impressed you most about your time with Barry Odom since you brought him to Fayetteville from Columbia, Missouri?
His consistency, his work ethic, the way the kids look at him when he talks, the positivity he brings into our program, into the coaching staff, into the players, and certainly his knowledge and character. But couldn't have hired a better fit for the University of Arkansas and myself than Barry Odom for our defensive coordinator.
Thank you.
Hey, hey Sam, how you doing? Looking at LSU's stats, I guess it doesn't seem like these days anybody has a lot of kickoff returns, but when they do, they sure go a long way. How concerning are, I guess, Stingley's averaging over 30 yards on returns and Palmer's averaging over 36 yards on kickoff returns?
Yeah. Pretty much we need to kick it away from them or we need to kick it out, one or the other, because they have a great return team. They took them back for touchdowns this year and certainly had a lot of speed. They hit it. When they get it, they hit it downhill on their return game. So certainly a big challenge for us on Saturday, and we have some ideas of how to combat that as well.
You mentioned that vegetable mixture you were drinking the other day. That's something that I hadn't heard about COVID. Is that something like a doctor suggested, or is that just something like Jamie said, hey, drink this, or how did you come up with that?
No, Jamil Walker, actually our strength coach, his fiance made it for me, and I'm not positive all what was in it. I just trusted what was in it. There was a lot of vegetables, a little bit of honey, I believe. And instantaneously, it made me feel better.
Maybe they had a market there or something.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, thanks. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve Malton, WDBN.
Coach, certainly glad that you're back in the office and feeling better. Heading into this game in particular with LSU, is this a game in which maybe the kids are maybe a little too overhyped? How do you temper what they need to do game plan wise, and what is a big rivalry game for you guys?
You know, I don't think so. I think we pretty much approached every game the same. You know, and let the kids what their mind thinks, let them go higher or stay the same of how we're approaching the game. Sure, it's a big game. It's a home game. LSU playing for the boot and all those things. But we're trying to approach it just like we would any game, understanding that they're all very, very important.
And with Bob asking about the vegetable mixture there, are you going to keep drinking it?
I don't know. It's not the greatest taste and stuff in the world, but it did make me feel better. I did not drink it this morning, but I may have me a little half a glass at lunch.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap you up today, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.